The Noosa Council, with the help of police, have conducted an illegal camping blitz, dishing out fines to those set up in the Noosa Spit, the National Park, the Junction area and Lanyana Way areas. Development and Regulation Director Richard McGilvery says the council has been working with locals to identify where the areas of greatest concern are.
We've targeted a number of sites over the weekend. We've issued 31 infringement notices to the value of $322. There are other areas that we will be targeting as part of an ongoing blitz over the next couple of months with assistance from the QPS.
He says the Shire's car parks and streets were never intended for use as camping areas, but he's encouraging those seeking an overnight stay option to consider a number of purpose-built campgrounds across the region. The council is also working to support those who are genuinely homeless. Sunshine Coast detectives are hoping someone may have CCTV or dash cam vision which can help them ID an arsonist. At around 4 p.m. on Saturday, a stolen Toyota Hilux was abandoned in bushland near Roy's Road and the Bruce Highway before being set on fire. The vehicle had been stolen 5 days earlier. A man wearing black clothing was seen running from the vehicle fire. Anyone with info should report it to PoliceLink. A bit of good news for mortgage holders could be on the way. The big four banks are expecting their first back-to-back cash rate cut in half a decade when the RBA meets next week. We're being hit hard with flu cases, which could spike after the school holidays. All up, Queensland has already recorded more than 29,000 influenza cases this year, surpassing the total number of flu cases recorded last year. That includes 2,164 reported cases on the Sunshine Coast in the last 6 months. And another severe weather warning for damaging winds has been issued for our region as the impacts continue from that east coast. Low. One Jetstar flight from Sydney to the Sunshine Coast earlier this morning was cancelled. Another from Sydney is delayed, and a third from Melbourne has also been delayed.